Hello, everybody. My name is Tony Rizzano, and welcome to another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. All right, and we're coming to you live today. Today is Friday, October the 15th, 2021. At the time of this recording, ladies and gentlemen, you know, before we get started, you know, everybody, I had a thought. Don't stop me. I had a thought. You know, I was thinking to myself, and this is for all of you. This is for anybody. Everybody listening. Listen up. All right. It does not matter how much content you produce. It does not matter, you know, where you put it. Always be saving your content. And the reason why I say this is because, listen, one day you're going to build an audience, okay? You and I, we all are going to build an audience. And you're going to have an audience. And listen, I'm in the cash business. I don't know about you. Well, I don't know about you either. But me, I'm in the cash business, okay? I'm here to get paid. You know, everything can't be for free, my friend, okay? Everything can't be free. And so, with all this content, I have 300-something episodes of this show. One day, not tomorrow, not the next day, you know, but one day I'm going to take all these episodes and I'm going to take them off Anchor, and they won't be free. You understand what I'm saying? They will either be behind a app or they will be behind a paid wall, and I will package them into some offers. But eventually these are going to go away. And so I suggest the same for you. You know, if you have a YouTube channel and it's humming along very nicely, you know, be mindful of your videos. Mark them down. Write them down. Write down, you know, one of the mistakes I made in the first year. I know the episodes I've written down. I have the episodes written down, but I don't have the files labeled correctly on each episode. And so I got to do a better job at that. But what I will do one day is I'm going to take these episodes and put them behind either an app. They'll be exclusively on the app, or somebody's gonna have to pay for them. And the reason why I say that is because, number one, listen, it does not matter if you're a beginner, does not matter if you're a veteran. These are your thoughts, these are your ideas, this is your intellectual property, and that is worth more than you think, okay? It is worth some money. And you just don't understand how much you can inspire somebody. You know, let's say 10 years from now, there's a young kid, he's like 19, you know, 20, and he's looking for, and he wants to make a change in his life, or he wants to start something new, you know, or he comes across your content, and he's like, man, this guy was good, this young lady was good. You know, I want to be just like that, or I want to do that, you know. And you never know who's watching. You never know who you can inspire. So always be mindful of your content. Always be mindful of labeling your content correctly. Always be mindful of uploading it, saving it, you know, storing it somewhere, you know, in 2 or 3 different places. Never just rely on one place, you know. It's just like I was telling my wife the other day. I've taken a lot of pictures of our daughter, okay? I've taken plenty, okay? More than probably the average Joe Blow, I guess, you know? But very exciting times, you know? And so I have an iPhone, and I told my wife, I said, I have to get a flash drive, or I have to get something to download these photos. And then every year I'm going to download the photos on a regular basis so that way I can delete them off of my phone and I can have them stored. Every year, I'm going to make a flash drive. Year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, you know, whatever. And then eventually I can give those to my daughter. I can say, hey, this is you, all the times you grew up. So one day she might be uber famous or something like that, you know. And you know how they have pictures of people when they're young, when they're like famous or whatever, you know, or promotional stuff or whatever she wants to do, you know. She can always have those available, you know, and then go from generation to generation. People can see, you know, one day she might be somebody's mommy, she might be somebody's grandma, who knows, you know. Only God knows what's going to happen with her and all that, you know. So, but she'll have them, you know, Lord willing, she, you know, is around for a long time, let's hope so. But it's good. So it's always good to store your content. Store your content in as many places as possible. You know, save it, duplicate it. Don't let one, you know, like I need to go back and get Dropbox, but don't rely on Dropbox, you know. Because I gotta start shooting videos. And I have another thought before we get started on today's episode. I have another thought. Brace yourself. For some reason, I do not know why I wasn't thinking of this, but I'm driving today, and I was going to record, and I thought to myself, I said, you know what I could start doing? I could start shooting myself while doing the podcast, and I could upload that on the YouTube channel, and so that way we can simulcast. Cast the YouTube channel and the podcast. And so I have, because why not, you know? Why, I mean, you know what I mean, why not? Like right now it would be cool to see, if you could see where I'm at recording, you could say, hey, this guy has some determination, okay? Because I am out in a parking lot, in a big trucking parking lot full of dirt, okay? And I am standing out here right now talking to you, recording, you know, recording the show. And the reason why we're doing that is because, you know, as I told you before, those, we got to hit them, and we got to get a move on, because I got to get out of this trucking deal. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to discuss why you need to market yourself the full maximum that you can market yourself. Go the positioning, the better you position yourself, the better off you will be when it comes to business, okay? I can't stress this enough. Marketing 101, like marketing 10, whatever, okay? Whatever, it does not matter. Let's not joke around, you know? Marketing yourself, putting yourself in the position. Have you ever played basketball? You know, have you ever played basketball? Okay, I'll explain it to you this way. If you ever watch a basketball game, you see a guy, somebody shoots a ball, somebody, and you're on offense, and then you know there might be a chance for a rebound, so you stand in front of a guy, you know, you stick your butt out a little bit, put your arms up, you box him out. It's called a box out, and you're positioning yourself to grab the rebound. The better you position yourself to grab the rebound, the better you position yourself when it comes to boxing somebody out, the better of a chance you will to get the rebound. And that's how it is when it comes to marketing. The more you position yourself, the better off you will be. I'll give you another example. You see people in these documentaries, and one day my wife pointed out to me, she said, sometimes you see the same people in documentaries over and over. Why? Because they have positioned themselves as like a documentary or expert in whatever field they might be. So they go to them. Does not matter if they're accurate or not. Does not matter, you know. But to the people of the world, they see them as an expert. And so, for you, and we all can position ourselves. And sometimes you need to position yourself. Does not matter. Sometimes you can have the greatest marketing campaign, the greatest, but positioning yourself can trump all this marketing, you know, jargon, blah 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 blah. Let's look at somebody like Kim Kardashian, okay? You can put, she's a marketing genius without studying marketing without doing anything about marketing, because she is positioned as a, she's a real influencer. You have all these people trying to be influencers, but Kim Kardashian, I saw a clip that she was on Saturday Night Live, and I thought, Saturday Night Live, I know their show stinks or whatever, but hey, Kim Kardashian hosting Saturday Night Live along with the likes of Steve Martin, you know, the John Belushis of the world, the Eddie Murphys of the world. Kim Kardashian can now say she's done something that you and I will probably never do. Host Saturday Night Live, okay? She has positioned herself. Not only has she positioned herself as a social media influencer, Kim Kardashian has positioned herself as an influencer over the airways of America, okay? And so, you can have the best marketing plan, you can spend the most money, and you will never make as much money as she's gonna make off one silly tweet, okay? She has positioned herself. And so, you don't worry about that though, but you can position yourself as well. You can position yourself, and the more you, you know, you don't want to be, the thing is, try to position yourself in one key element. You know, you don't want to be a specialist. You can't specialize being a general doctor. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a specialty. You're just a general doctor. And there's nothing wrong with being a general doctor, but specialists get paid more, you know. And I learned that from a guy I was watching one of his videos, Troy Broussard. He said something, that makes perfect sense. He said, hey man, you know, being a general doctor is great and all, but specialists get paid more. Why wouldn't you want to be a specialist or something? I thought, you know, sometimes these are things, some things you already know, but sometimes you have to just be hit with a dose of reality. Sometimes a dose of somebody telling you, you're like, duh, you know, like, come on, like, of course. And so it does not matter when it comes to internet marketing. If you want to become great at email marketing, you want to be great at writing content, you want to be great, be an expert at something. Position yourself as a leader in some field, and everything else will fall into place, ladies and gentlemen. Now, figure out what you like. Figure out what you want to do. Figure out what you're good at. Hone in on that. Focus on that. And make that be your flagship. And then you can plant your flag and you can build your business around all that. Okay? And now, because I talked about Troy. Troy, he's a automation guy. He likes to talk about automation. But he has built a continuity business with books. He sells like a book every month. You know, so you can buy a book from him every month. And he will send you a book about just being an entrepreneur. And it's cool, but he has planted his flag at doing automation. He talks about automation, how he used to get paid for automation. And I'm thinking, oh, that's great, you know. And so it's very smart. And the more you position yourself, and I know we talked about this before, but you have to bring stuff up sometimes once, twice, you know, just to be like, hey, really, like, this is very important. So the better you can position yourself, the better off you will be, you know. It's just like, I'm not a YouTube expert, but I can definitely tell you how to build a podcast audience. I can tell you how to get downloads, you know. We start off with no fanfare. We start off with no marketing. We start off with no nothing. And we were able to get 5,000 downloads within the first year, you know. And so, I should write a book, you know. Like, I should stop messing around and write a book and position myself as a podcast expert, because I like the medium. I like podcasts. I like what podcasts can do for you. I like what podcasts can do for your content, can do for your brand. And so that would be my expertise at the moment, you know. And so we will hone in on that. You know, I'm not a YouTube guy yet, you know what I mean? Like, I can't sit here and say, oh, I can get you 1,000 downloads on YouTube. No, but I can get you 1,000 downloads on the podcast. I can tell you how to do that. I can show you how to do that. I know about that. And so That's that. And the more you position yourself as something, the better off you will be, okay? And you can build everything else you can talk about, but if you really focus on the one thing, then trust me, you can really make some cabbage. And at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what anybody listen. And before we go, this is another thing I'm about to tell you. I don't care what anybody tells you, ladies and gentlemen. I love you. So I'm here to tell you, I'm going to tell you the truth. At the end of the day, all these people will tell you, build value, build value, build value. That's nonsense. At the end of the day, you are here to drive people somewhere. You are here to make money. You know, I don't care if you want to drive them to your YouTube channel, you want to drive them to your podcast. Most important thing is you're driving them somewhere. And you want them to devour your content. You want them to get into your content because you want an audience. You know, you want a following. And you want people who is going to be open. You want people that's going to follow you. And you want people that's going to buy from you. So always, you know, be always, and especially when you start building when you start building yourself up, always be looking at different things that you can do to sell people, whether it be books, whether it be courses, whatever. It does not matter. Always be looking to make a sale, or always be looking to get people to listen to your stuff, you know, but never ever just think you have to give everything away for free, you know, because that's nonsense. And a lot of people, you go to these Facebook groups, which I don't recommend, but you go to these Facebook groups and they tell you, oh, you got to give all this value, all this value, all this value, you know. There's a reason why the Dollar Tree is the Dollar Tree. And, you know, for the Dollar Tree to make a lot of money, they have to sell a lot of things. But if you're at the Porsche store, one Porsche, you know, one Porsche a week, if you're a salesman, you know. We'll use cars, for example. We won't use the Dollar Tree. We'll use cars, you know. Let's say you're a used car salesman. You have a used car lot, okay? You have to sell more cars than you would if you was at the Porsche dealership, if you had a Porsche dealership, you know what I mean? And so don't have the cheap mindset about giving away everything for free all the time. Because if you give away things for free all the time, like your time, your products, then people will think you're just a free market, you know. They'll think you're just they'll think you're a Dollar Tree, you know. And then if you come and say, hey man, I want you to spend $2,500 on this course, they'll go, $2,500? When he charging me this much for? Blah, 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 blah. But if you already ingrained them, indoctrined them, however you want to put it, if you already let them know, hey, I'm going to charge you, you don't have to, I'm not saying you have to charge people $10,000, $20,000, everything has to be high ticket. But, you know, you want to have a strong mix. But at the same time, you 75% of the things you should be selling, you know. Give away some blog posts, of course, give away some, you know, YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff, you know, that's free, you know. But the majority of your stuff, I would say put a price tag on, okay? The more you do that, the more money you will make, the better off you will be, okay? Hey, everything doesn't have to be a dollar, but everything should be a value. And everything should be, you should be charging for something. You know what I mean? So don't always think you got to give away $10,000 worth of value just to get a goofy email, okay? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Monday, ladies and gentlemen, with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you on Monday, all right? And as always, everybody, oh yeah, before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't said this in a long time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Of course, and 1, 2, 3 galaxies, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are rocking and rolling. We are going to take this to a whole new level. We're going to take this show to places that it hasn't been, it hasn't seen. And I want you to be there with me. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, have a good weekend. And as always, everybody, peace.